in the limelight.
One survey of 28 countries shows that almost half of all people believe climate change will likely lead to the extinction of the human race. Global warming is a real challenge and a problem we need to tackle. But the alarmism makes it difficult for us to think smartly about climate solutions, and it swamps our attention away from the many other important global issues. Even before the coronavirus pandemic, this panic was vastly exaggerated. The UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, itself points out that if we try to measure all the negative impacts of climate change, it would be equivalent to reducing the average person's income in the 2070s by just 0.2% to 2%. And this is from a base whereby the United Nations expects the average person in the 2070s to have an income 363% higher than today's. So even the worst outcome of global warming will mean that we will be only 356% richer than today. That is a problem, but not the end of the world. Here we present you an article concerning this issue written by Bjorn Lomborg, president of the Copenhagen Consensus, a think tank that researches and publishes the smartest solutions to the world's biggest problems, titled Curb Climate Fear to Tackle Other Priorities. The article was taken from chinadaily.com.cn. Please stay tuned. It wasn't that long ago when much of the global elite had conclusively decided that climate change was our world's top priority. Then came a massive side wiping by the novel coronavirus pandemic, along with an equally massive global economic recession. It serves as a timely reminder that an alarmism that cultivates one fear over others serves society poorly. In the BC era before coronavirus, the World Health Organization famously called climate change the greatest threat to global health in the 21st century. Even as coronavirus tentacles were already spreading, those gathered at the World Economic Forum in Davos this January declared climate change accounted for all the long-term biggest risks to the world. The media happily recounted a steady stream of catastrophic climate change scenarios. Campaigners found climate dystopias excellent for fundraising. Politicians in search of votes promised to save us from climate harm with ever stricter emission regulations. Not surprisingly, these persistent scare stories have convinced many that the climatic end of the world is high. One survey of 28 countries shows that almost half of all people believe climate change will likely lead to the extinction of the human race. Global warming is a real challenge and a problem we need to tackle. But the alarmism makes it difficult for us to think smartly about climate solutions, and it swamps our attention away from the many other important global issues. Even before the coronavirus pandemic, this panic was vastly exaggerated. The UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC itself, points out that if we try to measure all the negative impacts of climate change, it would be equivalent to reducing the average person's income in 2070s by just 0.2% to 2%. And this is from a base whereby the United Nations expects the average person in the 2070s to have an income 363% higher than today's. So even the worst outcome of global warming will mean that we will be only 356% richer than today. That is a problem, but not the end of the world. take the very real problem of sea level rise. This is often portrayed in near apocalyptic terms. Very recently have been treated to widespread reports that oceans could end up rising much more than what the IPCC tells us, displacing an astonishing 187 million people. Bloomberg News declared that coastal cities like Miami may drown in 80 years. In reality, the prediction of 187 million people assumes that for the next 80 years, nobody in the world will do anything to deal with the rising waters. Of course, in real life, countries adapt to change. The very study that put the number at 187 million also shows that with adaptation, the number of people who have to move by the end of the century would be just 305,000. The number that made it around the world was exaggerated 600 times. To put in context, 305,000 people moving over the next 80 years is less than half the number of people who move out of California each year. Moreover, the exclusive focus on climate change neglects the fact that the world faces many other bigger challenges that we can address so much more effectively. Indeed, this is also what the vast majority of the world's poor tell us to focus on. When the UN asked almost 10 million people what they regarded as the world's top priorities, the vast majority, especially the world's poor, emphasized better education, healthcare, jobs, government, and nutrition. Climate ranked 16th out of 16 priorities, right after phone and internet access. There is an amazing array of effective solutions to many of the world's ills. Nutrition is one of the world's top priorities, and for good reason. Effective nutrition in the first 2 years of a child's life helps develop the brain, improves the educational impact, and results in dramatically better skilled adults. While nutrition only costs $100 per child, it boosts the average child's lifetime income by $4,500 in today's money. Essentially, it delivers a 45-to-1 return on investment. The same can be said for many health interventions. While we obviously need to continue to address the coronavirus pandemic, let's remember the world's leading infectious disease killer is still tuberculosis. Tuberculosis is often overlooked, but it mostly kills adults in their prime and leaves children without parents. Yet for only $6 billion per year, the world could save nearly 1.6 million people from dying annually. Bjorn Lomborg wrote, "Of course, we still need to address climate change. Research shows that the most effective way to do so is to dramatically increase investment in green research and development. This could reduce the price of green energy below the cost of fossil fuels and make everyone switch, since this would also be much cheaper than our current ineffective policies that cost us hundreds of billions of dollars each year in subsidies for the current generation of ineffective renewables and in lost economic growth from more expensive energy. Our budgets would be able to tackle a much wider range of the world's top issues." Lomborg concluded, "When false climate alarm makes us insist on invoking climate at every turn, we end up helping the world only a little at a very high cost. We can and must do more, better and faster."